It's hour three on Tuesday, and it is the 4th of October. It's hard to believe. We have the Tim here, probably one of the best military strategic analysts of history and military assets and actions in the world. Tim, your blog is actually pretty amazing. I mean, I love the artwork on it, but I love the fact that you do kind of like a little mini blurb on each of the links that you have. And then what we do often is we'll do updates. If you'd like, after the show today, I'd like to do a quick update. You know, it won't be extended, you know, for an hour, but sure. An update of the real top points that are really important.
You're going to pay me the usual amount?
Yeah, which is the nod and the smile.
Nothing.
And a nod and a smile and the fact that we're co-conspirators serving the Most High God. How's that?
I'm doing it.
Okay, we have two things happening today. We have Pence and Kane, I call Citizen Kane, having a debate tonight. And I think that's going to be lots of sparks and fire because Kane is going to continue the same Hillary thing, which is to keep it in the gutter. And Pence is going to try to go the high road, like that song, I'm going to take the high road, you take the low road, and I'm going to meet you in Killarney. Now, the second thing that's happening, of course, is WikiLeaks is releasing documents. I heard he had canceled it because he thought he might be assassinated on the balcony of the Ecuadorian embassy in London. And it turns
out... That makes sense. If you look at pictures of that, it's less than a story above the sidewalk right in front of it.
Yeah, it's so, only somebody could grab his ankle.
Shoot him with a pop gun. You know?
Right. Somebody could grab his ankle or hit him with a pop gun. Easy. So he's going to release it in Berlin. I don't believe he's hyped these up artificially. I think that the documents he's going to release this time... And
well,
I heard
the question is, why did he do it this morning? I kind of have to agree with Alex Jones on this. He was up at 5 a.m. to do a live feed, there really was nothing there other than a promise stuff is coming. And he was obviously very, it doesn't take a whole lot to get Alex Jones upset anyway, but he was pretty upset. And he said, at one point he said he thinks they got to him. They offer him a door or something.
I was disappointed.
I'm looking forward to something.
I'll give you three possibilities rather than speculating or getting wild, which Alex does all the time, and he disrespects a lot of other co-broadcasters. Let me finish, okay? First thing, the most likely thing is a tech issue. He's releasing it as a video in Berlin, which means there's probably something techy going on. Number two, he knows the big spotlight right now will be on the Pence-Kane interview, and it might be better to release it tomorrow after the aftershock of the Pence-Kane thing. This is not going to be a minor vice presidential debate. This is going to be spark and fire. So my guess is he didn't want to be the thunder stolen from that or redirect things. So my guess, he'll delay it, and there probably is a tech reason and a geopolitical reason. It's like, why do it the same day? Wait till the next day. It's also interposing between now and the time when they're going to have the second debate, because it's going to be a town hall forum, so the public is going to ask questions. Now, I went over this yesterday with a video with Professor Jim Fetzer, and I put up his video picture that showed clearly that there's this little man that walked over to the lectern for Hillary Clinton, gathered papers, and then walked over and gave those papers to Lester Holt. So Lester Holt, and this is a story that came through that's actually corroborated, a FedEx-dressed officer went to the DNC headquarters and gave the questions in advance, which is against the rules, to Hillary
Lester
Clinton.
Lester Holt also had an earphone in his ear, which was against, against the law,
right,
based on the federal election law. Hillary Clinton had an earphone in.
Right.
And
she was using hand and nose signs, scratching her nose in odd places, like taking one finger and going to the other side of the nose and scratching. Now, here's the point. They went outside to see if there's a FedEx truck, and there wasn't. So this is obviously a CIA, FBI scam to actually give her the notes in advance and actually use hand signs to say, bump it back to you, do this, do that. There was nothing of substance against Hillary on the interview. They were over and over again trying to keep Trump in the gutter because the first half hour he wasn't. He pivoted, and he won. But after that, they managed to tempt him to start counterpunching and stay in the gutter. And this is my advice to Trump. Don't start just thinking that if you go after Bill Clinton and his comments about bimbos and all those people, you're going to win. Don't go after Hillary Clinton, even on her health issues and so on. Stay on the high road with policies to help people, Americans. And if you do that, you're going to win. The fact that right now she's even disrespecting millennials, she's disrespecting the Bernie Sanders people with the comments that are promoting the video, the audio file. I think it's Trump's election to lose, not hers to win. I think she's if he doesn't screw up, he's going to be president. But he could screw up.
You know, when I was 21 years old, I ran for state representative in Brown, Lawrence, Monroe counties in Indiana. That's the home of Indiana University. I was the youngest person in Indiana's history to ever be nominated by a major political party for state office. It was the year I was a liberal Democrat, of course, at the time, and it was the year McGovern ran. We out of 100 House state representative seats, we lost 75, including mine. But I was at a high school thing where we were, it wasn't a debate, but they could answer questions. And my opponent was a very rich, very powerful local attorney. And a buddy of mine was running for the Senate. He was a state Senate. He was also attorney. And something came up, and my opponent made a comment, and my buddy said, you ought to hit him on that. I said, no, that's what he wants me to do. That's bait. I know what I'm going to say. I'm in charge of what I'm going to say. And I was 21, but I was right. And how they got to Trump is, you have to remember, he's not running against Hillary Clinton. Hell, she's a straw man or a straw woman. What do you want to call her? A face person. In fact, she'll probably be dead within a year or so anyway. Because she's dying of either Parkinson's or Lewy body disease. No, the problem is he's running against the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Warburgs, the Schiffs, the 30 families that count their wealth into trillions and dozens and hundreds of trillions of dollars. He's a pauper compared to these people. These people are literally the representatives of Satan on earth. These people are incredibly evil, incredibly powerful. They've been at this game a long time. He can take them on. He can kick their butts. But he has to play his game in a debate, not their game. And and when you have somebody like Lester Holt, who's supposed to be independent, and he's asking him all kind of follow-up questions, but not Hillary, you know, he should just call him on and say, look, I'm not debating you, I'm debating her. And when they throw him a question that's supposed to divert him, give him a 10-second answer and then go right into what you want to talk about. Control the debate. And Hillary has so much dirty, filthy baggage. And you don't have to get in the gutter. I mean, her and Bill committed treason. They're all about selling power, their office, to the highest bidder. They're disgusting human beings that ought to be in prison or swinging from the end of a rope for high treason.
Right, but you got to understand.
And he's got to, and talking about stuff like that, that's fair game. Not only is it fair game, it's his Christian duty.
Tim, let me give you a pivot on the issue of servers and cybersecurity, which they get into a little bit in the debate. But how about this? Hillary, do you believe in cybersecurity when your server's in your basement in a closet and it's hacked by so people that can get access to the names of agents and where they're working, the issues about droning specific areas, drone research, which you can buy yourself classify because you have the power as a Secretary of State to classify material? To say you can't understand if it's had the seals removed is a ridiculous comment that isn't valid because you signed a document that you actually said you understood the whole process of classification, how important it is. Do you really think that we need someone like you in the office of the White House near the nuclear football making policies when you can't get up at 3 a.m. and people die in Benghazi, when you put in policies that destroy the Middle East, when you lie to us about your server and your one device when it turns out to be 13, and they not only break them with hammers, they clean your hard drive with bleach bit, which is very expensive to do so that God himself wouldn't know what's on your hard drive. And as Trump said, when you release the 33,000 emails, I'll release my taxes. Well, the New York Times released the taxes, and they try to make this a big deal. Any businessman anywhere would use a write-off if he had a big loss. And by the way, I listened to
the same write-off.
Let me finish.
She did the same thing herself.
Right, but here's the point. It was their government regulatory commissions that changed the rules so the independent investors pulled, and that's why Trump lost $916 million. It was because of government regulatory changes that killed his business in New Jersey, so he had to pull. And that write-off was something he had to use, otherwise it would have driven him out of business, which is exactly why he says we got to change the tax laws so we can repatriate money, we can make sure that people with small and medium businesses don't get pummeled. If you compare small business here to Canada, the rate of taxes for Canada for small business like mine, Nutramedical, is 15% in Canada. It's 35 here. That's sickening. That's ridiculous. How do they expect us to expand it?
The Chinese businessmen and government are scared to death that if Trump gets in, he's going to do what he says and lower the overall corporate tax rate, because that will bring these businesses that we shipped overseas and gave them tax credits to go, that will bring them back, because the advantage then will be to having your manufacturing plant in America, not in China.
Right. And you know the corporate tax rate is in China.
Well, about all this cybersecurity, the most secure, the most important cybersecurity is that command launch code for a nuclear weapon system. When her husband was in the White House as President of the United States of America, Commander-in-Chief of our armed forces, he lost his launch code card with his number on it, and they found it in his sock drawer after him being gone for a month or so. He didn't report it. He couldn't even launch the counterstrike. Now, that's how good the Clintons are with security. And, of course, they took a big donation from an American aerospace firm and were allowed to sell targeting information technology to the Red Chinese.
And the Russians.
Now they can hit with their ICBMs. They can hit your house.
Exactly. Now, you know, this is beyond, okay? The very fact that our...
High treason is what it is.
Yeah, the very fact that we're allowing Hillary to run, as I say, I see all these signs in Trump yards, and the vile response of people who support Hillary, beating up people that have Trump signs on their yard. Let me tell you, you come to my yard to beat me up or do anything, you're going to die. You're not going to have a bad day.
The back of my car is parked in my driveway.
Yeah,
I'm about to put one of my Trump signs out in the yard, but I'll tell you what. You're going to beat me up? I'm 6'2". I know how to fight. And you better pack a big lunch, because I ain't going down. If I'm going down, you're going down with me. Somebody's going tomorrow.
I'm going to tell you, they only want to attack Bambi. They want to attack somebody they think they can push around. What's going to happen is a pushback from the public. The public, and by the way, it doesn't matter what your skin color is. When you look at Don King saying, look, black man, if you want a home or if you want a job, you need to vote for Trump. I mean, he knows where our next lunch is.
If you want to be a flunky in a welfare society with no hope and no future, vote for Hillary. If you want a future, vote for Trump.
I got a new term for you. I call it the Democratic plantation. It's called... Plantation Democrat, you know, you just stay in the plantation, little mama, and make sure you don't have any black man, even if you're not married to him in your home. Don't have a daddy around, which cuts down the chances of that little black boy that you're going to birth dying 20 times more likely if he doesn't have a daddy. If he just has a daddy, even if he don't change his diet or give him epigenetic nutritional therapy, it cuts the chances of that little boy dying in the future by a gang member, by another little black boy, 20 times if he doesn't have a daddy. And by the way,
because
we want that.
That's how the human race evolved, and it was God's. Where it's God's creation, husband and wife, man and woman, and it takes two to raise a child.
Let me make a couple of statements here that I think you'll laugh at. In a relationship, the woman wants love, the man wants respect. Do you know that? Now, love comes afterward, but do you think men want love or they want respect? They want respect first. If they don't have respect, there's no place for love. Now, I'm going to tell you something else. This is for you women out there. So here's the other thing. Do women want control of the household, or do they want to share control? They want control. And the reason is women are multitasking. They have a left and right brain, and they're better at middle management, which is why if you invest and set up, let's say, franchises everywhere, just like under the Trump organization, do you want a woman middle manager or a man? You want a woman if they're competent. Now, if you want somebody to protect you that's logical and doesn't get emotional, do you want a man or a woman? Do you want a military leader that's female or male? You want a male one. You know why? Because they're logical.
Right.
They're left-brained. So if you want a daddy and the kid's doing X, Y, Z and the mother lays out what the kid's doing, the mother doesn't want to do it because emotionally she's so tied she doesn't want to stay eating. Even if we're not talking about physical punishment, we're talking about emotional punishment or taking things away. Do you think the daddy's going to do it more than the mommy? Absolutely. Not only that, they know that the daddy, if the child's getting big enough, the daddy can take him on. Okay, so
well,
you got a teenager that's 13 or 14 and now 6 foot tall, and they can beat the crap out of mama. They're not going to raise their hand to daddy because they don't want to see what daddy can do to them. Okay? So even if the dad's just talking sternly and telling them something, he's going to say, guess what? You're not going out with your buddies this Saturday night. You're not going to get the keys to the car. You're not going on vacation XYZ. You're not going to get an extra set of clothes because you didn't do XYZ. You've got to extend so much time studying to get your grades up, or we're not going to pay for you to go to XYZ college. And when the daddy says it, it's the law. And that's the reason why if there's no daddy, the little black boy, even if you haven't changed his diet or nutritionals, isn't going to do it. Now, I know our family, if it wasn't for me being a really, how can I say it, a present daddy, our sons, when they have screwed up, which they all have, would have been in the toilet. Now, if it was a black family and I wasn't here, those guys would have been finished, okay? All of our three sons.
What you're talking about is the standard father issue. Why do you think we say our Father who art in heaven? Why do you think God himself didn't say mother in heaven, but father in heaven? Because the father has a certain role. It's maybe sometime a little bit harsher.
It's a role of wisdom and knowledge and covering, protection. Remember, the operational thing in a family is the mother. The mother makes the ultimate decisions of what the diet's going to be for the kids in the family, what vacations they take. And if the father has an input, he can have an input. But a real operational family knows that when there's things that are, we're talking about, you know, finances of the family or private security or where to travel that's maybe dangerous or not, it's the father that protects the family. He makes sure the vehicles are safe, that they're operationally good, that they're not going to have a tire blow or, you know, the alignment's gone or something's wrong with the engine so you get halfway in your trip and then you stall on the freeway halfway to your destination. It's the dad that does that. And the building block of America is families. It's not going to be where you have a laboratory that creates babies that have now been genetically engineered and the state's the mama and the daddy and you come down for a ceremony at some future date and they say, well, here's your kid. We've genetically engineered them so they won't oppose our government policies and they got a certain IQ and their eyes are blue and they're blonde and they're going to be 6'2" and they're going to be good athletes, but they're never going to oppose any government policy. Duh. You do not want that. You want human beings connected to their mommy and daddy. You want them to connect it with a bloodline that where they feel like I'm wanted because I'm part of something that's an organic organism, the organism of America, the organism of humanity, not a genetically engineered product of a cybernetic, genetically engineered world. And this is really concerning because the agnostics and the atheists and all the non-religionists that think that this is perfectly fine, it isn't. It's not acceptable. It's not even reasonable to bring it into a line of discussion. And the problem is progressives, which are the Democrats, I call demon crap, they want to destroy humanity. They do. And Hillary Clinton, with her policies of bringing unfettered people into the country, with no borders, with policies that you say, I'm going to provide free education. You've got to control costs first. If you control costs, you can make education affordable, and you can write off the taxes and make institutions so they
Well, you know what? What if she gives everybody a college degree? If that college degree means you can go to Mickey D's and get a $750 an hour job with your bachelor's...
Or be a barista, like she said.
$850 an hour with an MBA. What's that degree worth?
Well, it's not...
The economy.
Exactly.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
Situation. We have Julian Assange. I see you have a link up here that shows that Julian, that in 2010, Hillary thought of having a drone strike to kill Assange. That's as well documented.
Well, and some people have speculated that this was part of the message that was sent to Assad, that that's why they canceled the
I don't think he's going to back off. Let me tell you a little story.
I'm waiting. I thought it was going to happen.
Let me finish my story. You and I are alive for several reasons. Do you know what the most important reason is? We got big mouths. We've released so much information that not only the people that are their minions, but the general public might believe if they take us out. If we just disappear from the radio and think, well, I think Deagle and Tim Alexander, they're dead, man. They pissed them off so much they finally sent somebody to their front door and just took them out and say, that's it, man. We got to shut you off. We can't shut you off the internet. Can't shut you off radio. Can't send devil worshipers, all kinds of evil spirits to kind of attack your physical body or your mind. Guess what? We're just going to kill your butt. Okay? Guess what? We're not afraid, and that's the thing. Assange realizes the more information he releases, the more bulletproof he is from even their threats. In fact, resurrecting the fact that there's documentation that in 2010 they tried to kill him is a really good defense against the idiots trying to pull it off. Because one of the things they believe in, this is a Masonic, demonic, spiritual thing, is a thing called hoodwinking. They hate it. They hate it when you actually figure out what the hell they're doing. They go nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Because remember, to them, they like murder better than sex. So if they know that you've established the fact that they're going to use everything from spiritual things to demonic things to just have a hitman come and kill you or take off your car like Princess Diana and do things to it, They don't like the loss of control to think that, my God, the profane know what we're up to. It drives them nuts. So Julian Assange, here's my guess, is he's going to delay until after the Pence-Kane interview, which will be the debate tonight, because it's going to be fireworks. And he'll release between now and the next debate day, and when he does, it's going to be devastating. Then what are we going to do? Is Congress going to start doing things to really change things? Is Congress going to impeach or remove the Department of Justice, Loretta Lynch.
And assuming Trump is elected, you know, there's a lame duck period from November to the middle of January, too. Here's a scenario that a lot of people are very seriously considering, and I have to say, you know, it's a scenario that may be real. The Obama administration may get the new president, which hopefully will be Donald Trump, in such a fix with a war in the Middle East, perhaps actually into the Third World War at some level, not necessarily missiles flying.
Tim, that won't happen. Even if there's some dead and some missiles hit some aircraft, I guarantee you one phone call between Putin and Trump, and they'll be laughing, even though there's some bodies. Okay, remember, it doesn't matter whether you have a war and you got a million dead, or you got 10 dead, or 100 dead. You ultimately got to come into the negotiating table and say, hey, we had enough dead. Let's figure out what we're going to do to get this solved.
Okay, but let me finish. I'm not saying nuclear apocalypse, okay? If that happens, we're all dead anyway, or mostly, but that's not what I'm talking about. But what I'm saying is that they may create a system of chaos that involves military action there. It could and or involve military action between India and Pakistan. It could involve, you know, something elsewhere. And also global financial collapse. Look at Deutsche Bank and so forth.
Oh yeah,
I can't definitively tell you that's going to happen. But
let me tell you the buffers. And I've talked to Gerald Celente and other financial experts, and I get all their newsletters. They're going to have a partial collapse because they're not in control of everything. One of the things that's most funny about the globalists is they run around these buildings like Bilderbergers. And I've talked to people who have actually been at these meetings, and they try to convince each other they're in control. It's like somebody with irritable bowel syndrome trying to tell you they're in control of their bowel movements. They aren't, okay?
I'm in control. Whoops! I have to go change my pants.
Yeah, well, they got intens on, okay? They got financial intens on. The fact is, they don't want to lose control by even starting the process because they don't know if it'll completely unravel. They don't want to start a conflict there because they know Russia's digging their heels in and God knows what they'll do next. So, because they aren't in control of everything, as they say, they like a geopolitical irritable bowel syndrome. They can't even control their geopolitical bowels. How's that?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'd like you to expand on the state by Roger Stone. Roger has a Stone Cold Truth program, I think 2 hours on Genesis Network. He should be over here, though. This is the network, especially with the RSS feeds and so on. This is a place to go.
I'm glad you made the switch. I think Republic that you're on now is a really good network.
Oh, yeah, the people that call in are great. And John Stepmuller and the board ops are fantastic. They're really, really responsive.
Dan does a great job.
And I don't have people act like they think that they're my boss, okay? First off, I'm the boss of myself. And the people I respond to, number one, is the Most High God. Number one, he's my big daddy. And then I respond to caring for the American public and people around the world. A lot of the things I provide, including free advice and all the nutraceuticals and so on, that we provide special prices and so on, we provide as a ministry. Now, Roger Stone made a statement yesterday. I want to hear your analysis of it. He said Hillary's campaign will be over tomorrow. I think there's two things that are going to play into that. The Pence came interview, and I think the delay and release of the WikiLeaks, which isn't going to try to mess around and steal the thunder of this very important vice presidential campaign, because it's not just important for America. The whole world is in danger if Hillary and the crime family of the Clintons and the Bushes get in. Because remember, the Bushes did everything they could. The new Bush, you know, tried to spend, I think, what was it, something like $58 million or something in attack ads. Just
Jeb, you mean?
Jeb Bush in the state of Florida.
He didn't hardly get a single vote.
Yeah, he got nothing. You know why? They say, come on. You know, he's just a Bush, okay? What can
I say? More and more people are waking up to the scam, just like more and more people are waking up to the propaganda that essentially the mainstream news media is in.
Eighteen years ago,
I was setting up what was to have been the fourth half-hour evening national newscast.
Right.
I had $175 million venture capital lined up from Wall Street. Sarah, the Duchess of York, was going to be my European co-anchor. I was trying to get JFK Jr. as my American co-anchor. And at the last minute, I just signed a letter of intent to buy King Hussein a Jordan jumbo jet for flying news studio for certain stories. My wife, out of the blue, was diagnosed with terminal ovarian cancer. And I canceled everything, walked away from it to take care of her. 11 months later, she died. But
she died of inappropriate medical care, too, by the way. and I know this after 40 years of being in medicine and asking lots of questions, paint-by-numbers chemo and radiation therapy.
I know. Is poison, cut, and burn.
And by the way, these doctors are
today
damn arrogant,
I could
too.
Save her, but back then,
the first step is to not trust the doctors. To get toe-to-toe with them and say, you know, I'm going to ask you questions, and don't treat me like I'm an idiot. You know, that's why I try them to listen to the program, and I'll do a consulting and say, you know, ask me the questions you need to do to interact with these doctors, and I'll empower them and tell them what questions to ask. And let me tell you, these doctors are fearful of Dr. Deagle. If you're not, you're stupid. Okay? Well, if you're not fearful, you're stupid, because if we get involved in medical legal situations...
Most oncologists are the end of the marketing arm of Big Pharma.
Right.
And both the physician, the hospitals, and Big Pharma makes an untold amount of money off of each cancer patient. But at the end of the day, most of them die, and they go through hell because of the poisoning, the radiation, and the surgeries that are prescribed for them, knowing damn good and well they're going to die anyway. You have to get outside of that Big Pharma box if you have cancer and you want to live.
Most illnesses too.
We got off on a tangent there. What I was saying with the news media back then, 18 years ago, there were a lot of different news media companies, and a close kinsman of mine was chairman of one of the major newspaper companies. So I knew, you know, I've interacted with a lot of these people going back a long time.
Right.
But I want to tell you, now there are 6 corporations, all owned by the global banking cartel families, all staffed by hardcore Zionists that own, at the last count, 96% of all mainstream media in America. That's all the radio stations, the TV stations, the newspapers, the magazines, and the networks. 96%+ by this tiny super elite. Now, you might ask, well, where the hell's antitrust legislation? But it's to control our thinking process. But you know, people are waking up. They're seeing that this is all BS. Do you know that Hillary Clinton, her campaign is very concerned? They can't get the young volunteers. And that's one thing in a campaign. You can always get the high school and college students. They can't hardly get any.
You know what?
Hillary Clinton shows up, and there's a couple hundred people there. Trump, there's tens of thousands that can't get in the stadium.
Here's my tagline for what you just said. She can't fill a gymnasium, and he can fill double stadiums.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Double meaning outside trying and begging to get
in. Some of these lying mouthpieces, she's ahead of Trump.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right.
Extremely
unlikely. And we're not in, we're in a recovery from a recession. And the fact that there's 100 million adults out of work, forget that. That's because officially it's only 5.something%. Officially. If you want to buy the lie, okay, they'll tell you a lie. If you're stupid enough, sure. I got a bridge in Brooklyn. You can buy it, and I'll sell it to you for a lot of money, and you'll get very rich if you're stupid enough. But if you have half a brain and people are waking up, these guys are just liars. This is like a Nazi or Soviet propaganda. That's all it is. It's just lies. It means nothing. And fewer people are watching television for entertainment because they're manipulating you. They're selling this transgendered, gay, all this crapola, no nuclear families, and heaven forbid, everything is the white man, the white male's fault. You know, it's a reality that's a libtard reality that is totally fictional.
Right.
In other words, it's all based on lies. And who's the father of lies?
Satan.
You got it.
I'm taking your question, Aaron. I think I'm getting the answers. Tim, the Syrian-Russian war. I love the point that the Russians basically said, I'm going to use the Russian accent now. We know from media experts in Germany that journalists interview ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and say, Marikanskis, you give us not only equipment, you make sure you know how to use it. We tell you, Americans, you do not hit Syrian troops because we have Russians there. You hit the Russians, we hit you. We don't want to hit you, we want to love you, and we want to collaborate with you to get rid of Islam. But you collaborate with ISIS and try to say, what you do is you bomb and move rubble. You do not kill ISIS. So we tell you this warning now. We told this to the Turkish president, and we say to you, we'll turn Syria into Stalingrad. Do you want to die there, Americans?
You know, I
this is what will happen to you. If you continue, or if you hit Syria, we will hit you. Your military bases in the Middle East, we will take our missile destroyer, and there's nothing you Americans can do to stop us from destroying them.
Dr. Bill,
all those bases in the Middle East, there are dozens of them, will go up in flames if they take the Russians off one more step. You're going to see it happen. And what's Obama going to do? What's he going to do, have diarrhea? Is he going to go and do politically correct speech? We don't want to call it Islamic terrorism. And by the way, we're not only making sure that we send the proper equipment made in America, but we're also going to send the advisors to show them how to use the damn things, including selling ISIS man-pad surface-to-air missile defense systems. Really?
They're only effective against low-flying jets and helicopters, and the Russians have some Zhukov planes that can launch pinpoint attack missiles long out of range.
Over the horizon. Over the horizon.
Yeah, but look, I have Russian friends, PhDs and MDs. I dated, could have been Miss Universe after my wife died, this Russian gal. I've been to Russia, and I want to tell you, I'm very pro-American, so don't mistake what I'm saying. But don't underestimate the Russians. They're tough bastards. And Hitler and the Nazis underestimated them. And far more than the American army in Normandy, it was the Russian army in the east that broke the back of the Weimar.
And you know the greatest weapon they had? It's the psyche of the Russians. And I watched a movie
They're
here.
Tough
just
bastards.
Well, no, let me
they
explain this, okay?
Bastards.
Tim, now I'm going to expand it a bit, and I'll get your comment. Napoleon went into Moscow, and he marched right in. He took over. He ran with his giant army. The Russians basically just backed off, and they didn't collaborate. They wouldn't even make deals with him. And then what happened is the Russian winter started to come, and there were no places for them because they couldn't find supplies to supply their army. They realized, damn it, we can't get collaboration with the Russians to even supply our army to feed them.
And the Russians burned a lot of their own properties right before the
right. So what happened? So what happened is the Russians couldn't resupply, so the Russians started to starve in the Russian winter in Moscow, and they started to try to withdraw to head back toward France. And guess what happened? The Russians trailed and chased the troops down, slaughtered them all the way, so there was a little ragtag band, finally went back to Paris. There was almost nobody
left.
Well,
under 10% of what he went into Moscow with. What did he call, what was Napoleon's, let's see, I can't remember the phrase. They handed him his butt on a platter.
Right, and so in other words, it was the psyche of the Russians. It was a non-collaboration of the Russians. Is we are not defeated. We starve you out. We will burn our fields. We will kill you as you withdraw from Moscow. We will degrade you until you never come back. Because not only have you been defeated by the Russian mind, by the Russian winter.
Well, that's starting. Let's see. It's either today or tomorrow. There's a four-day drill in Russia that estimated 40 million Russians are expected to take part.
And why do you think they're doing it?
War drill.
Why do you think they're doing it? Do you know that May this idiot Obama launched a new announcement about the new missile defense shield, which, by the way, is not complete because I have inside classified information. There's three layers: THAAD, theater air defense, missile to missile, plasma interferometry field out in the upper troposphere, which is the next step beyond what's called the HAARP system. And then finally, what's called a Tesla plasma weapon to vaporize a missile anywhere in space at the speed of light. And they didn't make enough of these damn things, so they couldn't even defend New Mexico, where the White Sands missile base is.
Well,
so what we have now is Obama, last Friday, after the Russians countered with three missiles in their terminal phase, were hypersonic. He turned on the entire system and scared the crap out of the Russians, thinking there was going to be a missile attack on Russia. What do you do when you turn on all the lights and say, hey, we're ready to kick your butt?
When did he do that?
Friday, the day after. The day after the missile attack on these 30 agents that died in East Aleppo, He turned on the entire missile defense system, and lights were on. Of course, the Russians are not stupid. They saw this. And from my sources, the Russians freaked out. I'm sure there were some generals having some explosive diarrhea and sweating balls thinking, are these Americans that crazy under Obama they're going to attack?
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah. Now we're talking about what I call a Cuban missile defense moment. And people need to know, by the way, after there were a number of missiles taken out, and this is a fact also that I know classified, that 75 to 80% of the missiles were never taken out of Cuba. Do you know those missiles were there until the end of Glasnost and Perestroika when the Russian Empire fell apart? Do you know those missiles were there right through to the end of the Soviet Empire? They didn't withdraw those missiles. They were sitting there ready to take bust.
Well, I saw an interview on television of the then Soviet general who was stationed in Cuba. And he said he had nuclear weapons, and he said he had the release authority for the nuclear weapons, and had American troops landed in Cuba, he would have used tactical nukes against us. And basically, had they nuked us 90 miles from our shore, I think it would have been over, and I wouldn't be 65 years old.
Yeah, well, what would happen is you'd get a strong suntan. Because people are laying on the beach in Miami. In Miami, about 45 seconds after they were laying there slathered with suntan oil, they'd be fried not by the sun, but by a nuclear flash with x-rays. So let's get real here. The America's playing this game of chicken with the Russians, and the Russians genetically are a combination of Vikings and Mongols.
But why are we doing this?
We're doing it because we're playing suicide games, because Satan wants to kill us all. He's the grand abortionist.
Got it.
He doesn't want to just kill human rights. He wants to do omnicide. He wants to kill every living thing, so it's a dead cinder rotating around a yellow dwarf star. That's what Satan's plan is.
Exactly. And you can't, and I've said this time and time again on here, you cannot understand what's going down at the highest levels geostrategically unless you understand the spiritual dimension.
Exactly.
War between Lucifer and God. And God will win. But Lucifer is this evil, demonic, warped creature of incredible intelligence, but yet so stupid he threw it all away out of pride.
I changed his name to Lucifer.
And he wants to destroy this beautiful blue planet that God created and all life on it.
Yeah, well, when I was high above the earth before God sent me back, he said, "Behold my blue jewel, the earth." And I was familiar with gemstone. He says, "It looks like a blue sapphire," because you could see the horizon and the light from the horizon shining on it. It looks like a blue sapphire opal, right? So what people have to understand is it is a womb for the lives of people who are in a spiritual state of a birth. They're not really birthed until they actually enter what I call a heavenly life with God on earth, because heaven doesn't start when you die. It starts when you start hearing and doing God's will today on earth. That's an important thing. That's the real gospel. When you start doing God's will on earth, you are in heaven now. You don't go to heaven. As I say, heaven starts today when you hear and do God's will. Hell becomes evident when the body drops away. And by the way, Mr. Putin is a Christian. You need to know that. You may think, oh, he's a dictator, he's this and that. They're living with their system, and they're coming out of communism. He does not honor the gods of his fathers, all these communist leaders. He realizes the horror that they went through with these Jesuit-trained Sabbatean
Saints. Well, he's become a very orthodox. We don't use the term Orthodox Catholic in America because it confuses people. In 1054, the Eastern Orthodox and the Roman Catholics had a split. But technically, the term is correct to say Eastern Orthodox or Russian Orthodox or Greek Orthodox Catholic. Catholic is a term that simply means universal. But Roman Catholic refers to those bishops under the authority of the Pope, whereas Eastern Orthodox
which is one of the reasons why there's such a battle between Europe and Russia over the years, is because behind the scenes, the Catholic Church has been engineered World War I and II. People have to understand that. They have to understand that the Jesuits...
I think the real engineers were the global banking cartel families.
The global banking cartel are basically authorized Khazarian so-called pseudo-Jews operating with their kippah given to them by the Vatican to operate as proxies under the Jesuits to control the world financial system. It all comes back to behold Babylon
the
Great.
I see it the other way, but whatever.
Yeah, but behold Babylon the Great, mother of harlots and of abominations of the earth. Guess what?
We're in interesting times. That's an old Chinese curse, by the way.
Yeah, back in a moment. It's very important to understand if Roger Stone is correct, and I'm trying to get him on the show, tomorrow Hillary's campaign is over.
I want to be on when he's on.
I'm going to try to get him on. So again, I'll get
still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust. A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science. Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
So, Tip, I think if Donald Trump does not chase the cheese of a bad mouse or the little dog chasing the toy on the ground, if Hillary can not draw him into staying in the gutter, and he stays on subject, Donald's going to be our next president. Now,
I hope so. And you know what, Dr. Bill, I have said for some time, his greatest value is he's not a politician. He's not from Washington District of Crooks, because the American public just hates. And they hate Congress, they hate the administration, they hate the media, because we're in economic depression, and it looks like it's going to get a whole lot worse. And he's not from that cesspool.
Yeah, Tim, let me give you the good and the bad and the ugly about Donald Trump, okay, because I'm a supporter. Number one, medically, he's got a touch of Asperger syndrome. Number two, he's insecure because he's trying to live up to his father, who was a super businessman. Number three, the man has a great family. He doesn't drink, doesn't take drugs. He is a very solid guy. He's extremely generous. He has more women in his middle management, upper management, than any other corporation on the planet. So to say that he's a misogynist, a hater, is ridiculous. But the fact is, they have a thing called Dirt for Dollars that Hillary Clinton, with his $2.5 billion in their money, to try to see if they can destroy him. The ad I saw this morning with these little Hispanic girls made me want to vomit. And believe me, I was so angry when I saw this ad. I'm thinking, I'm going to say some serious prayers and broadcast those prayers to take down Hillary. And I got this feeling yesterday, so I sent to my buddy Jim these prayers, and I'm saying, we're going to broadcast these all over the place, and we're going to take her down. And I believe that Roger Stone's correct. He's a geopolitical analyst. He knows that Wednesday, tomorrow, it's over, because I'm pretty sure Julian Assange is going to delay. He's not going to stop. He's going to delay the release of his information until the day after the Trump-Pence interview. Now, tonight when you're watching this, you're going to see three things. Number one, that Kane's going to try to pull Trump-Pence into the same gutter snipe range that they draw Trump, because Trump is a counterpuncher. He's got a bit of Asperger syndrome. He's like the high school kid that's from the rich kid that's somehow a little bit socially inept, that is a little narcissistic, and maybe he's a good athlete, but maybe he always wears nice clothes, and he's really good in school, but, you know, people don't want to know him because he's got the yuck factor, okay? Now, Trump, by the way, when people get to know him, they say, this guy's great. He loves everybody. He's generous. He'll share his money. He'll take you out and, with him to movies and do things. He's not a greedy person. But what happens is, because they've taken decades of him being, and he's also a little narcissistic, he likes to be in the middle of the media. So you take those, and of course, the Dirt for Dollars gang, they're trying to pull up stuff on Trump. This man has got some warts. Those warts aside, he has three things going for him. Number one, he's a problem solver. He never thinks negative that a problem can't be solved. And if he doesn't know how to do it himself, he gets experts too. When you look at his speech writers, this guy's a genius, not just his own genius, but collectively all the people he's surrounded with him giving him ideas. If you look at his speeches, these are what are called historical. These speeches he's done in the upswing to this campaign are historical documents that will reframe what America is going to become. That's how important they are. Dealing with the military, dealing with veterans, dealing with our inner cities, dealing with trade, dealing with every issue you can imagine. So it's what you call substance rich. But if he stays on substance and doesn't follow the toy on the ground like the little dog in the kitchen and doesn't get hauled in, and I guarantee you...
It doesn't matter if you like Trump or not. He's the enemy of our enemy, the enemy of the human race, or the globalists.
It's not just that, though. God has given him giftings. And remember, it's not just Trump alone. It's the team around him and us, the people that support him. Let me tell you, it's God's last Trump card. And tonight, Pence is going to take apart Kane. And tomorrow, with Roger Stone and the WikiLeaks release, it's the end of Hillary. And they're going to go postal. You know, they're going to do terrorism. They're going to do financial things. God knows what they're going to do. But they're in Panic City right now. So they can
get right with God, folks.
Get ready for God knows what can happen. Because when they realize they're losing, they're going to go postal.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.